This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans urge to begin preparation for 2013 hurricane season. Prime Minister Hill's National People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica and the Education Ministry supporting Logistics Hub Initiative. Details after the break. Stay with us.
You love me?
Yes, let me know that you respect my thoughts.
Do you believe in me?
How will I know unless you tell me?
Hug me.
Talk to me.
I'm small, so protect me.
Show me that you care.
May is Child Month. Take time to show your child, any child, every child that you care. Children's Care and Protection, a FIWI mission.
Now the news. Head of the Meteorological Service, Jeffrey Spooner, is urging Jamaicans to begin preparations for the 2013 hurricane season, which starts on June 1. Mr. Spooner says the projections are for an above-average season.
The Caribbean has been mentioned, the first in a long time, in line for hit by a major hurricane. People that are in vulnerable areas, these are times when they need to assess their vulnerability and to have plans in place as to, first of all, their evacuation route, secondly, where they are going to evacuate to. It is recommended that this is a time to now start preparing.
Mr. Spooner was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. He's encouraging the public, particularly persons living in remote locations, to beef up preparations and heed the warnings given by the Met Service during the hurricane period. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has hailed the National People's Cooperative Bank of Jamaica for its role in providing financial assistance to businesses often considered high risk. The bank provides loans to farmers and small business owners with more flexible collateral requirements than traditional commercial banks. In a message read by State Minister in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrahams, Mrs. Simpson-Miller commended the bank for its contribution to national development.
The truth is our small, micro and medium enterprises and agricultural sectors need increased access to funding if it is to truly develop and be the catalyst for growth which we know it can become.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller also praised the bank's support of the agriculture sector, adding that government is committed to building a modern, competitive, and sustainable industry. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has pledged his ministry's support for the Logistics Hub Initiative. He says the ministry has begun preparations to train locals to take advantage of employment opportunities that will arise from the Logistics Hub Initiative.
The Machado Complex was recently acquired and will be developed by HeartTrust NTA, the Caribbean Maritime Institute, and the Overseas Examinations Council to train industrial professionals to certifiable international standards for the expansion of the ports, all the tasks needed for the hub, and yes, for overseas employment too.
This move, Mr. Thwaites adds, reflects the government's commitment to providing technical and vocational training for the development of a competent and globally competitive Jamaican workforce. And residents of August Town now have increased access to information and communications technology, ICT, following the recent opening of the Escarpment Road Cyber Center. The center was established by the Universal Service Fund at a cost of $3.42 million. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the cyber center is in line with the government's drive to ensure all Jamaicans have access to ICT.
It is important that every single Jamaican understands the importance of this industry that we speak about, the ICT industry, why we believe it can serve, enable us to become far more efficient as a society. It can solve so many of our problems in education, in healthcare, in manufacturing. It is an amazing tool that is here to facilitate our total development as a country. And we therefore have to make sure that every single Jamaican has access to it.
The Cyber Center in August Town brings the number established across the island to over 130. It is equipped with 20 workstations, printers, and internet connection, which will be paid for by the fund over the next 2 years. That was JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.